Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是告别。在今天对话的最后，会有一个梗，不知道大家能不能听出来？我们会在节目最后揭晓。在今天的对话当中 ，Isabella 对 Vernon 说。I'm going to miss you so much. 我会很想你的。Vernon 回复道 I feel the same. 我也有这样的感觉。I feel the same. 还可以说 I feel the same way. 或者是 Same here. 或者是 Likewise. 还可以说You took the words right out of my mouth. 字面上理解是，你把我的话抢走了。都可以翻译为，我也有这样的感觉。在今天的对话当中 ，Vernon 还引用了莎士比亚的一句话 ：“Parting is such sweet sorrow. Sorrow, 痛苦。” Sweet, 甜蜜的 Sweet sorrow, 甜蜜的痛苦看似是矛盾的既然是痛苦为何又甜蜜呢这里可以解释为两人在离别的时候唧唧我我所表现出来的爱意令双方感到愉悦因此离别可以说是既痛苦又甜蜜Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue.
Well, I guess this is it, Isabella. It's time for you to board your plane and for us to say goodbye.
Oh, Vernon, I don't want to leave. I'm going to miss you so much.
I feel the same. You take care. Will you call me?As soon as you arrive.
Of course I will. Oh, I think I'm going to cry.
Me too. As Shakespeare said, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Oh, Vernon, you're so romantic. How am I going to survive without you?
We must both be brave.Farewell, Isabella. Don't look back when you leave.
I won't. Bye, Vernon. I love you.
I love you too. So long.
I'll see you tomorrow night when I return.
Okay, ciao.
对话结束了，这个梗你听出来了吗 ？Isabella 和 Vernon。即将告别，告别的场景也是既甜蜜又痛苦。什么？没有你，我活不下去了。我会想你的。我们一定要勇敢，等等。但是最后 ，Isabella 却说了这样一句话
：“I'll see you tomorrow night when I return。”
我明天晚上回来的时候会去看你。可见。他们只分别了一天，就如此的伤心。
Okay, that's pretty much for today.
如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。在公众号里回复“节目”两个字就可以加入，或者您也可以关注我们的抖音号“英语主播 Emily”， 获取更多英语内容。I'm Emily。I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.